In the next week or so, Logan City will start spraying for adult mosquitoes. Residents who don't want their property treated can contact the city to opt out.
People are concerned anytime you have any kind of chemical, regardless of how safe it may be considered. For example, we're spraying Zenovex, which is deemed low risk by the EPA.
Rex Davis is the forestry foreman in the Logan City Environmental Division. Last year in Cache County, there were 14 confirmed cases of West Nile virus in humans, animals, and mosquitoes. Davis says he is more concerned about the virus than possible side effects of the spray.
I've seen countless studies on this product. It's a synthetic pyrethroid that's made from chrysanthemum flowers. And there's no side effects noted yet with Zenovex, but I would take those over what I guarantee and have proof of that can hurt humans, which is West Nile virus.
Spraying for adult mosquitoes is a very noticeable mosquito abatement effort, but not the most effective one, Davis says. One of the best ways people can reduce the mosquito population is eliminate standing water from around their homes.
This can be found in so many places, but just for example, clogged rain gutters, overwatering with people's sprinkler systems, dog dishes, tarps, buckets, wheelbarrows, anything that can hold water. It only takes a cup of water for hundreds of mosquito larvae to be bred in there.
Davis says discarded tires left outside are one of the worst places for mosquitoes to lay their larvae.
Tires basically catch rainfall and serve as an incubator for mosquito larvae. They speed the process up and just pump out mosquitoes even faster.
Beyond this, Davis also says it is important for people to use bug repellent with DEET in it and to minimize their exposed skin. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.